Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Robin Zodiac. We're going to play a commercial.
Welcome to the Robin Zodiac Show. Every Sunday between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, I'm here doing live psychic readings. Also, check me out on Amazon. I've written a series called Secrets to New You Love. Log on to my website at www.psychic.com. That's psychic.com. It's the word psychic with a dash in the middle. So let's get to your calls now.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. So glad that there's a bunch of people holding on the phone, so we're going to try to get to everyone's call. Let's stick to one topic of conversation, and we're going to go to the phones now. And please state your name and where you're calling in from.
Hi, Robin. Good afternoon. This is Donna, and I'm in California.
Hi, Donna. How can I help today?
Yeah, I wanted to know about a relationship. I'd like to meet a partner, and I wanted to know, do you see that in the foreseeable future?
Well, the first thing that I pull up is marriage. So I do feel like you are going to meet significant, and I see success with a relationship. I see a lot of magic coming up between the two of you. I get stability and engagement and a really strong relationship. I feel like it could be on the phone, so I don't feel like you do any internet dating, but you might want to look into it.
Okay. What do you mean by the phone? Would that be internet dating?
I see you talking on the phone, so I think it's symbolic that you might meet somebody on a phone app or something like that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they had those. Okay.
Yeah.
Check into that. Let's see.
Yeah, because I do feel like it's somebody in your area that lives around you, and I do feel that he may have facial hair, but he is very handsome, and I do feel like he has broad shoulders, and I feel like he's around 6 foot, if not a little bit shorter, but he's not that tall, but he's not short, and I see him being very.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. It got cut off.
I see him being very successful.
Oh, good. Oh, all right. Oh, marriage and everything. Oh, that's wonderful. Do you know any a span of time that I'll meet him? You know, will it be within this year, do you think? Or
Yeah. It could be March of next year, but I got the number 3 and the number 1. So let's hope it's 3, you know, months, but realistically it could be March in a year's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, boy, this is exciting. I've always wanted to be married. Yeah. Oh, this is great. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. We're going to move on. Hi, it's Psychic Mom. You're on the air. Who am I?
Hi, how are you? My name is Sharon. I'm calling from New York City. How are you?
I'm really good. How can I help today?
Okay, similar to that other lady, just asking about a relationship. I am currently in one, I think, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out. So I was wondering if you have any insight into that, or am I going to meet somebody else, or...
Yeah, I feel like this relationship is successful and it's going in the direction of engagement and marriage. So I do feel that there is stability ahead, be strengthening a relationship. So I do feel like there's marriage in the cards, but I get the number 6 with timing. So once again, I don't think it's this June. It could be 6 months or it could be next June, but I did get this number 6 around marriage.
Oh, and it's this current relationship that I'm in, or?
It feels that way because I see him as your foundation, so I do feel like it's going in that direction.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great to know. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your insight. Thank you.
All right. Pleasure. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move on.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this and where are you calling from?
It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. How can I help today?
You know what? It's going to be a relationship call today. I don't usually ask about it. You have told me, and I do believe that I will be in a relationship soon. I'm 68, so I'm looking for my lifetime partner. But I'm wondering if you could expound upon it, because I've been alone for my whole adult life. So there's so many things that I haven't been able to share that I would like to share. And also financially, things have been so tough and not been able to choose where I want to live. And I'd love to be in nature. I'd love to be able to maybe travel in an RV. Just wondering, I'd love to be secure financially. So many things I've not had. I've never chosen to be with someone because of those things, but I feel like I really need rescuing in a lot of ways now, you know, that would just come with a relationship, hopefully.
Yeah, it sounds like you need a full reading, but I have written some relationships on Amazon, and I totally recommend that you go to Amazon and you search for Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal by Robin Zodiac. And it's a really good book on how to go from being single to being engaged in a year's time if you take the advice.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen
that.
Yeah. I've seen your books.
Oh, good, because I recommend that. And I do see marriage in the cards for you. But I feel it is somebody that's older than you, not much older, but I am getting somebody that's older. And it could have a government or military background. And I do feel like he has three kids. They're grown, of course, but I do feel like that he does have children. So I do see a relationship ahead of you.
Okay. You know, I found an ideal one as far as situational online, but it was interesting. I got hacked. The match site hacked me, and I'm just wondering, should I try and pursue this person? Everything about his lifestyle I like, but I don't know anything about him. He's up in Michigan. Go ahead.
Well, it sounds like we need to do a full reading, so
okay.
You should call me on my phone, but I do have to move on. We've got quite a few people holding up in a line to talk. So
okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kimberly from Tucker, Georgia, and my question is about getting back out and dating a possible romance.
I do see a romance coming in for you, and I do see love coming up for you. I actually see you being very happy, and I do get a proposal, but I guess that there does seem to be more than one man coming into your life for choosing. So once again, you know, like I said, if you take a look at my book, I always recommend that you keep your options open until you're in a commitment. But I do feel that that there is a romance on the horizon, but I get around July time period, and then I get around October time period. So it could be two different men coming in, but for the same reason, to be involved with you romantically.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right. Bye, Kim.
Bye.
Okay, I knocked myself out of the. Okay, I'm back in the studio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Yvonne. My question is about moving. I'm looking to move. Do you see me moving anytime soon? If so, which month?
Where are you calling from, Yvonne?
Long Beach, California.
Oh, okay, great. Let's see here. Okay, I do see right away, I get September, October time period when you asked when. So I see a new home in October. So it seems like you're working on it now, but I do see the right place coming your way. And I feel like it seems like you need to move quickly, but I feel like it's probably going to be months before the move actually happens.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you.
My pleasure. Bye, Yvonne.
Bye.
On the air.
Hey, Robin, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, and I'm calling from New York. My question was, my question was about finances, like a new job or opportunity. I'm trying to figure out where to go. Not exactly sure, so I've just been trying to ground and asking spirit for little breadcrumbs. I've just staying consistent, trying to keep my vibration high. I was just curious if you see anything opening up.
Yeah, I definitely feel, I see success of doing something on your own. So whether writing or, starting a business or something like that. But I see, regular stability in a regular job, it was career. I see you doing your own, like, corporation.
Okay.
And also
okay.
Your
thank
mother.
You very much.
Tim, your mother comes
my
up
mother?
Really strongly. Yeah?
Yes. My mother, she stresses me out, but yes, she's, I'm praying.
Yeah. Is she close to you? Because she comes up very strongly in the reading.
She is close to me. She is close. We just argue every time. It's the thing where your parents get a little older, and now they should allow you to help them, and she just has a hard time relinquishing that control. So it's stressful, but I'll keep trying.
No, you have a really good relationship, and I just wanted you to know that she came through really strongly, that she loves you, and that, her energy is all around you. That's why I asked.
Okay, that's great to hear. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure, Tim. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move along.
Hi. This is Diana.
Hi.
I'm in Fort Lauderdale. And I even wrote something into your Facebook page.
Okay, great. I'll check it out.
That recording. Yeah. Your lines are busy. Try your call later. So, Robin,
great.
I'm still in a very difficult, risky situation. And I'm hoping to see and live through the end of it. It's in every aspect of my life. Do you get any hits?
I do feel that there does seem to be a new home coming up for you. I am getting marriage and family. I also get a younger man. So do you have a son?
No, but the first time we spoke about 2 months ago, there was a younger man. You said it was complicated, et cetera. I haven't heard from him, and he is younger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you'll probably hear from him in the next couple of weeks because he comes up in the reading really strongly. And I feel like there's been disappointment with work, but I see a new opportunity coming up with job.
My health is at a at a point of maybe not going forward. And I'm scared. So I called you again.
Well, I'm glad that you called, and I appreciate it, and I have to move on, and, you know, but keep up the faith. We'll talk again.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we are going to move right along.
Hi, it's Lisa from Arizona. Hi, it's so nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
My question is, I talked with the lawyer, and he said he was going to go to court, and do you see that being favorable to me?
I do feel so. I feel like there does seem to be good news coming up and reason to celebrate, so I would say most likely the case favorable.
Okay, and you see cash coming my way?
I do see so. I do feel so. But, was there anything to do with him medically, or are you going to the dentist? Or are you seeing a doctor? Because I get medical and environment.
I haven't, I don't know, maybe it's something I have to meditate on for myself. I'm not aware of it. For him,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
For him, it could be for him is what I see, but I feel like you're gonna, you know, read through some medical documents, or it seems like there's some things to do with medical in your environment. It seems like it's probably over him.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Bye, bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, hi. My name is Sonia, and I wanted to ask a quick question about, I got this new job. I'm there about 4 weeks now, and I never thought I was going to get the job, but I did, and here I am.
And
I just wanted to see how you see me doing. I mean, it's similar to what I was doing, but I just wanted to see what you're picking up as far as me staying here and, you know, learning the ropes and everything, because, like,
and
I said, it's a lot of new...
Where is here? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay, great. So, once again, I was too busy asking where you're calling from. So, you're saying that you're in a job right now, and you're wondering if you're going to be staying in that job?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, you know, because I started about 4 weeks ago, and it's a great opportunity, great company, and I didn't think I was going to get the job, but I did. I was selected over, you know, a lot of different other candidates.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, I see a lot of happiness. I do see stability with the job, and I do see that they love you, and it feels like this is going to work out for the long haul.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm looking to this, like, to stay here. It's like my forever job. The company is that awesome.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's what I.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see me, like, how much time it will take me to, like, get established and learn the job and everything, you know, like, to feel comfortable?
I feel like it's a matter of just a few more weeks. I would say 2 to 3 weeks, you know. So, of course, you know, transitioning to a new job, you'll feel more confident as time goes on, but I do feel like you'll feel a lot better in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Right. I think they're seeing that because I'm tackling things. I'm not shy. You know, I'm always want to take a stab, learn new stuff. And there's a lot to study and learn, but I'm up for it, you know.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Robin. Okay. You have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Robin. My name is Wendy from California. And a previous apartment, a previous apartment manager asked me that, told me that I could continue to rent two garages for storage a few years ago. And I've been doing that. Recently, I was told that the rent, they're going to raise the rent $100 on those two garages. And I contacted Tony. He's a very well-accomplished attorney. We're going to have a telephone consultation on Tuesday at 12:30. Well, there is something called Assembly Bill 1482 applying to apartments. But so, will Tony help me? Will I have to pay the $100? Will I decide to move at least the belongings of one of the garages out? How's the conversation going to go with Tony on Tuesday?
Well, I feel like it's going to go the way you want it to go. So if you want to stay and take one garage, then that'll be the case. But I do feel that you'll have peace of mind. I just get that you're worried. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to, you know, if they're saying that it's a raise in rent, I don't see them lowering it. So I do feel like you may be having to prepare yourself to pay the money.
Oh, okay. So Tony, the attorney, will tell me that legally they can do it, I guess, right?
Well, you'll have to tell me that because I'm not an attorney myself, but that's what I got, that there's worry and peace of mind.
Peace of mind, that's what I'm looking for. And I've been sick with worry about this. So he's a very well accomplished tenant attorney. So I don't want to lose sentimental possessions, and I'm disabled in a wheelchair. So it's emotionally painful.
Right. Yeah, I do feel like you'll sort it out, Wendy.
All right. Well, thank you very. Well, there is a place that will pick up everything for a small fee, and it's Skin Cancer Society, and they would take everything and sell them in their gift shop. But I don't want to lose everything, so I hope that they're kind to me and allow me to pick and choose.
I'm sure they will.
Okay. Well, you're a beautiful person outside and inside. It's a privilege to speak with you, Robin.
Thank you, Wendy. Have a good day.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to move along.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good. Your name and where you're calling from?
Okay. Hey, this is Terry, and I'm calling from New York City.
Okay, great, Terry. How can I help?
So I have a question. I'm going to start getting resumes out this Monday. Just wanted to see, I already have a job, and it's all. And of course it's easier to get a job when you already have a job. So my question is, do you see me getting a job either in, I think it's New York City, and I'm not too far from New Jersey. Do you see me getting a job either soon, hopefully before the end of June?
Yes. I actually see you getting two offers. So not your current job, but two outside offers coming your way. And it does feel like one is in New York and one is in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
North, yeah, northern part, close to New York.
Oh, the northern part. Ah, yes. You are so smart. That's exactly what I was thinking. All right. And you don't know which one I'm going to choose, huh?
I don't, but I do feel like there's two opportunities coming up. So when it happens, you should call me for a private reading.
Uh-oh. Okay. I will do that. Okay. All right. When the two offers come up. Okay. All right.
Take care.
I will call you. I promise. I will call you. I have your information. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. I'm going to move along. And we're going to go to the next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
Good. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Okay, Robin, so my name is Vince. I spell it with a Y, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. Yeah, I remember we spoke before, but I don't remember what we talked about. So what? How can I help today, Vince?
Okay, so back in October, I was working at this metal company, this metal container company, where they make cans for beer and soda companies, and And my boss said I was doing a really great job and everybody liked me. And I was the temp at that time. And I asked him for a full time. He said, well, we're full right now, but keep going the way you are. You'll get there. And then he put me on a new job the following week. And 2 weeks later, he called me in the office and said, you're suspended because of an unsafe act. And then about a month later, he fired me. Well, on Tuesday, I even told him that I didn't do it, and I told him that I'd be willing to take an affidavit, sign an affidavit, and take a lie detector test, and he didn't believe me. He believed the other guy, and he fired me. But he's no longer there, and the whole management has changed, and on Tuesday, they have a job fair. I'm going there on Tuesday, and I'm going to be honest with them, tell them what happened, and my side of the story, and I'm wondering if they're going to give me another chance and hire me back or if I'm just wasting my time.
I don't feel like they're going to hire you back, Vince. I hope I'm wrong, but I felt like we talked about this before, and I really feel like you're going to probably move on to a better opportunity. I think it's good to go to the job fair, but I feel like another company is probably going to give you an offer. And you are working now, right? You're working as a temp now?
No, I'm working. I'm actually working at Coke plant in Hartford. But I just last Saturday, actually, I went for a job fair with a company called Ball Corporation. They do the same thing as the Metal Container Corporation. And I still haven't heard from them yet, so I'm hoping I hear from them this coming week. And I hope I get the job.
That's what I feel. You probably will.
Okay. Yeah, because I keep having recurring dreams. All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
So as you can tell, we're coming to the end of the show. We do have a few callers on the line, and I apologize that I didn't get a chance to get to you on the air. But do call me. Book a reading with me on my website at psychicmom.com, and we'll talk, and we'll do an extended reading. Thank you to all those that did call in today. I really appreciate you sharing questions and your stories and your lives with me, and I really do appreciate those that have listened. Thank you and have a great day. Bye.